Faith Nketse has come a long way from just being known as a music video vixen or a talk queen. The MTV reality show TV star caught up with Chisa Life this week to take us into what it meant for her to bring a second season of her reality show. She spoke to us about her rap career and working with DJ Maborisa and all the plans that she has to solidify herself as a force to be reckoned with. Welcome to the Chisa Life podcast. My name is Griselda Gigana.
Yes, Umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
Firstly, congratulations on getting a second season of your reality show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So I know from past interviews and from, you know, past communication that you've had that the whole intention behind the reality show was so that people can see that there's more than meets the eye about Faith, right? You're more than just yes. The booty and the beautiful face and the snatched waist.
Yes.
Do you think that the first season did that enough for you? And what do you plan on doing different in this season? I mean, we've already seen a couple of different things, but let me just get it from you.
I feel like the first season didn't obviously do that for me, but it's partially my fault because, you know, I wasn't really comfortable. But I feel like second season, it's just completely different. It's a different vibe and it's more about me. And I definitely open up a bit, like a lot more actually. And that goes with everybody else on the show.
Why do you think you were holding back so much in the first season?
I think because I didn't know what I was doing. And another thing, you know, sometimes you don't really want to, you know, cause unnecessary attention to yourself. But, you know, I heard the cry from, you know, people on social media and I understood where they were coming from because, you know, they would see one person on Instagram and see a completely different person on the reality show. And they also felt like I wasn't opening up. And I knew that I wasn't really comfortable in opening up as yet. So I feel like, you know, I really just went back, sat down and was like, okay, I'm going to put my all in it and we'll just have to see what happens.
Is there anything in particular that you did to kind of mentally prepare yourself for how much of yourself you're going to give in this season?
I think obviously before and next season, you know, we get like a whole year's break. So that is, you know, mentally preparing myself enough. And throughout that year, I just kind of, you know, I watched season one a lot and I was trying to figure out what had I done wrong or who was I trying to be and, you know, and how, you know, people really did receive that. And just that break before the second season was enough for me to just reevaluate what I want to bring out to the table on second season.
Was it for you or from the feedback that you saw from after the first season that you picked out that people really like were shocked to find out about you? I mean, because even though you didn't give us like 100% Faith, you still gave us pieces of yourself in the first season.
Yeah.
What shocked people the most about you, do you think?
I know I remember reading some, you know, a few people saying that I'm very family orientated. I'm very calm. I, you know, just like the positive.
People didn't expect you to be calm, huh?
No, they didn't. I don't know. Maybe they expected me to be. I actually don't know, but they were just like, okay, she's
like maybe
like
a party girl. I think a party girl personality would vibe with like the face that twerks. I think that was the whole thing.
Maybe, but I mean, I'm still young. I'm not, you know, I never ever sit anywhere and act like I don't, you know, enjoy my life. So, I mean, if that's, you know, me being a party girl or, you know, then that's fine. But And I mean, when people say that I was calm, I mean in a sense of how I communicate with people and how I handle myself and, you know, how I honestly don't think I can really get angry like that, you know, things like that, and how, you know, polite. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I don't really think it has to do with a parting, because then I would be completely contradicting myself because of what I show on Instagram. So I don't think it's got to do with that. Yeah.
Okay. No, I get it. Speaking about family, being family orientated. So in what we've received so far from the new season, you reveal quite a lot, including the fact that you were pregnant and lost a baby. How do you decide what to share and what not to share, and something, and when you share something so deep and, you know, so personal to you?
I don't really like getting too deep into that, but I will say that it is something that had happened to me before season two, you know, after season one. So I did feel like, okay, it was a big part of my year and my life, actually. So it's something that I would want to share. And for me to bring my family along on the show, I feel like even lockdown or, you know, quarantine actually brought us closer. So I was like, okay, I want to also show that side of me. And also my family was also comfortable now than season one, because they honestly did not understand what is going on. But now they're just like, okay, we can also, you know, do this and support you. So, yeah.
And I mean, something like that changes a person one way or the other. How did that experience kind of change who the faith that we now see in this season is? Because like you said, it was a big life event that happened in your life, even though it was an unfortunate event.
I think it's changed me to, you know, to just understand what I really want and to just really plan more. I thought I was a planner, but clearly I'm not, you know, because of such unexpected events. It's just, you know, it definitely taught me a lot. It taught me not to really waste time on things that don't, you know, benefit me, and not to waste my energy on, you know, people that don't want to be a part of my life. It made me just think and see things a little clearer than I used to.
All right, I can understand that. And speaking about, you know, kind of sorting out the things that you want to keep in your life and the things that you don't want to keep, we have been wondering since the headlines pops up that, you know, you were venturing into trying to get into rap, and you were, and I'm not sure about this, you're welcome to correct me, signed to Maphorisa's record label. Whatever happened to that relationship, if there was, between you and the label, and where are you going with your rap career if you're still on that?
I mean, when I had gotten, you know, signed under the record label, it was very clear between both parties that it was something that I was trying out. It was something that, you know, me and my brothers were like, okay, let's try do this and see what will happen. So it wasn't something that, you know, both of us had. I mean, I love hip hop, you know, I always say that. So for me, when I got into it, same as season one, I wasn't sure what I was doing. I was like, you know, but now that I see, okay, this is very time consuming and it's very, you know, it needs a lot of passion and something that I can't really give to the music industry like that.
So
I think when we, you know, when we parted ways with, you know, with Maphorisa, he did understand where I'm coming from, but, you know, him being a businessman, he'll always still try and say, oh, you know, look, listen to this record, let's do it again. But it's just, I don't think it's in me anymore. And I don't have the time anymore.
And I mean, as a person, as you grow up and as you evolve, you have to try things to figure out whether or not you actually like them or not. So maybe this was just one of those cases where you realized, I love people as a customer, but not maybe as an artist.
Yes, because you know when you're rapping in your car, it's totally different than being in the studio. So I didn't know that. And, you know, I definitely did learn that, okay, this is probably not for me, but at least I tried it and I can move on.
You can pick yourself on the bag to say, you know, I tried it and I'm going to go on to the next thing.
Exactly, yeah.
Speaking of the next thing, so what is the next thing? What are you currently busy with in terms of, you know,
capitalizing on your brand in terms of business deals, in terms of opportunity that maybe you are going to see in the rest of the season? What is Faith up to?
Faith is very much trying to, you know, figure it out when it comes to the cosmetic industry, to the beauty industry. And I am, you know, currently very busy with Fair Beauty, which is my new cosmetic line, and just, you know, other businesses on the side. And, you know, you guys will get to, I don't want to say a lot because, you know, I do show a lot of the show.
Don't give too much away.
Yes, but it's going to be a very eventful year. Yeah.
All right. And so just before I let you go, we've spoken new season, we've spoken what to kind of expect, you know, things, your business ideas, where you're going to go venturing into. But a big part of your first season was also introducing your bae at the time to people. And so in this season, do we get a glimpse into your love life? Do we meet the person, if there is a person?
You know, I think this season you guys will for sure be in, like, into my love life. You guys will definitely understand why I make the decisions that I make and, you know, what leads me to making those decisions. And yeah, I definitely do open up much more about my love life. Like I said, first season, you're not going to be seeing the same person that you saw in first season, but you will be introduced into my love life. Yeah.
All right. And so, okay. So we have, obviously, from what we've seen so far, your fans are excited to get to know the other shades of Faith, to get to know, you know, Faith on a deeper level. What do you think about this season will shock your fans the most?
That I'm quite an open book. I'm very open. I'm very verbal. I'm funny. and I enjoy life. And yeah, that's definitely what they're going to see.
People that say they're funny are usually not funny. Do you know that?
Do you know what? Anzelo, my PA, he was like, you are so annoying on this first season. Because I'm sitting here with you. You're making me laugh. But like, you're not doing that. And I was like, oh, leave me alone. So first season, I was like, you know what, let me relax. And even me just surrounding myself with people that I know, I'm definitely not funny to people that I don't know, because, you know, I'm
it's so like quiet. When you're with your people.
Yeah, when I'm with my people.
Flourish.
Flourish, that's a strong word, but yeah.
I mean, flourish in your comedic ways.
Yes. Yes, hopefully I won't become a comedian. Knowing myself, I might just.
You know what? Go and try it. I mean, nobody's going to die if your
jokes are not fine. No, I'm okay.
All righty. Well, we can't wait to see what else will be unpacked in your season. And I guess we'll have to have another chat a bit later when, you know, people have gotten digested a bit more of the season. And, well, good luck with everything in the meantime.
Thank you so much.